I got pregnant with Russell, and they took the welfare took me down to Melbourne to the Salvation Army girls, Aims for Unwed Girls down in Fitzroy. That's where Russell was born.
And how long were you there for?
Probably about 6 or 7 months until I had him.
So they basically took you down there when they knew that you were pregnant?
Yep.
And then you stayed there right up until the birth?
Yep. Because I refused to sign the papers. They said I can take him, but they went against my words, and they sent me home, and they adopted Russell out a couple of weeks later.
So when they sent you home, how long was it that you'd had Russell at that stage?
Russell was only about 2 or 3 days, 4 days old. It wasn't long.
And did you see him before he was taken from you?
No, they wouldn't let me.
When you were going through the birthing, did you see him straight after the birth?
No, they took him away.
So you basically went through the whole pregnancy and you didn't even see your baby?
No.
We know that now that that was the policy of the federal government at the time. Most people know the story, but I'll just do a backtrack for those listeners who don't know. Russell was then adopted to the Savages?
Yeah.
And he was taken with the Savages over to America?
Yes. Yeah, they moved, Savage moved over to America because he was a Salvation Army captain. And he moved over to America.
And did they take him basically straight after he was taken away from you?
They took him straight away. That's what I couldn't understand, because they wouldn't give me that 30 days, but I didn't get that.
And you didn't even sign papers of adoption to release him?
No, I did not sign nothing.
And what was the reason that they gave you when they actually sent you away from Fitzroy?
They said that I wasn't old enough to have Russell, and I demanded that I wanted Russell. And they said no. They said if I took Russell, they would take my brothers and sisters, and they would take them away to the homes. And I said, I can look after my brothers and sisters, and I can look after Russell. But they wouldn't have it like that. They just took Russell away, and I had to go back to, I had to come back to Swan Hill.
And how did you feel? Like, did you know at the time when they were sending you home without the baby, did you know that they were going to adopt him out at that stage?
No, because my family, they promised me that I can keep him. And they went against their words and all. You know, the funniest part of it, I went through life thinking, they took my baby away from me, but I had to look after other kids, and besides looking rare and my own brothers and sisters up. I couldn't understand that.
And you were quite capable of raising your other children and brothers and sisters, and yet yep. Your firstborn was stolen from you.
Yep. I've been looking after my brothers and sisters ever since the age of 7. My brother, when my mother used to bring the kids up from hospital, I took the role of looking after them.
I mean, I don't think that the government really realises what they had done. And, you know, Russell's 52, 53. This is only a half of a century ago. And most mainstream Australia don't understand that this impact of our stolen generation and of children being removed. You know, Russell has never been able to come back home despite his sentence in America and what's happened to him over there. He's never been able to come home. And just on the weekend, on Friday, we've had the national apology. The 7th anniversary of the national apology by former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. How do you feel about that, that the Prime Ministers are still apologising about the stolen generation and yet your son is still in America?
And my son's still in America, and nobody's... No one answering things, and I'm still trying to set it. I'm meeting up with the Minister, and I would love to meet him. I only got one wish in life. It's to bring my son home before I die. And I am getting sick now. And I think everyone knows that my wish was...
Obviously, I don't want you to to get upset, because that makes me upset too, because, you know, we've been talking about Russell for a long time now.
That's right.
And this year is the... Well, he got, after his sentence in America, for our listeners who don't know, he was convicted of murder. He was sentenced to the electric chair.
Yep.
And he was on death row for a short amount of time, and the Australian government then found out... They appealed the initial sentence.
Yep.
And that was when you were taken over to America and met him for the first time.
Yeah.
How was that? What did it feel like?
Would you like the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm old. I'm sad. I'm sick. And I call it Australian government guilt trip. Because they done that and they never done anything else. And anything that comes out about my son goes to everybody else. And the honest, odd, honest truth, you only the honest one I've known all these years, and you tell me things, you ring me up, you keep me informed about things. And I think that's why I admire you. But the others, they just keep it to themselves. Probably about 3 or 4 weeks later, I'll get the news, say, oh, they're talking about Russell. And you don't get anything. All the government done for me at the moment, my dear, is destroyed my life. That's all they've done. And they're not even saying sorry for it.